It's Friday, June 20th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. Obina Anyanwu, who leads Nigeria's operations for Commonwealth Enterprise and Investment Council, praised Namibia's economic openness during the ongoing Commonwealth Business Summit, highlighting the welcoming approach to trade and investment as a positive sign for regional collaboration.
This is my first time in Namibia. So a whole lot of us is our first time, and it is good to be here to see the kind of transformation that has gone on through Namibia and how Namibia is open for business. So what I want to see at the end of this summit is to say that, listen, enough of the talk, let's get to work. Let's turn the Commonwealth advantage into the opportunity it is, and let's build an African Commonwealth resilient economy that works for everyone. Trade and investment that works for everyone on equal partnership. Let's get it done, and we can do it. There are challenges, but it can be done if we set our minds and heart to it and create that common prosperity for all.
The Windhoek Fire Brigade has issued a public alert as fire risks escalate due to seasonal dry conditions. Assistant Fire Chief Lucas Hatutale says increased incidents are being reported across the country, often caused by carelessness, open flames or drought-driven factors.
95% of our fire is caused by human factors. This is such as now open burning of rubbish. It's also caused by cigarette. Wind does not cause fire itself, but it contributes to the faster spread of fire. Felt fire, they occur each year from May towards the end of the year, but the peak is mostly from July through to September. And that is because the wind condition has picked up, and this contributes now to the faster spread of the felt fire.
President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah says strengthening investment ties with fellow African nations is vital for harnessing local resources wealth. During a courtesy call by Nigeria's industrialist Aliko Dangote at State House, the head of state noted that partnerships like these can drive sustainable development, as reported by News on One's Selma Tapopi.
Nandi-Ndaitwah said only Africans can economically liberate the continent, stressing the importance of harnessing Namibia's vast resources through African entrepreneurs like Dangote to drive sustainable development.
Africa entrepreneurs are the one we are looking at as citizens of this continent for us to move to the next level.
Continentally, a Kenyan court has sentenced Hussein Mohamed Abdileh and Mohamed Abdi Ali to 30 years in prison for aiding al-Shabaab militants in a 2019 terrorist attack on a Nairobi hotel and office complex that left 21 people dead. According to Reuters reports, the two men were convicted in May for conspiracy and facilitating terrorism, including helping attackers secure forged IDs and financial support. Al-Shabaab, an al-Qaeda-linked group, frequently targets Kenya to pressure its military withdrawal from Somalia. On the international front, U.S. President Donald Trump says he will decide on whether to take military action in Iran within the next 2 weeks. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told reporters the U.S. president believes there's a substantial chance of negotiations with Iran in the near future, as our correspondent Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
As President Trump weighs taking military action in Iran, the U.S. has been building up military forces in the region. While the Pentagon says the build-up's defensive, it does better position the US should Donald Trump decide to join Israeli attacks on Iran. It could also be a tactic to pressure Iran to make concessions. Meanwhile, European foreign ministers are due to meet Iranian officials in Geneva on Friday to press them to de-escalate and to offer a rollback of Iran's nuclear activities. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.